Okay, now you can start our program. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed one, the worthy one, the supremely enlightened one. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Homage to the Supreme Buddha. Dear friends, today our lesson about right livelihood and right effort. Now you know about aggregate of wisdom and right speech, right action. Now we are going to study about right livelihood. Then very beginning this lesson, Buddha delivered about right livelihood, how monks, this part from Mahachattarisaka Sutta, discourses of great 40 from middle length discourses of the Buddha. Monks, right view come first. And how does right view come first? One understand wrong livelihood as wrong livelihood and right livelihood as right livelihood. This is one's right view. So according to this friends, you know this is very meaningful. How if someone has right view, he know about right livelihood and wrong livelihood. So therefore right livelihood depend on right view. Therefore, if someone has wrong view, he hasn't right livelihood. He has only wrong livelihood. Therefore, right livelihood depends on right view. Therefore, right view is very special one. It's very, very special. Very important, very, very important. Then Buddha delivered monks, and what monks is wrong livelihood? What is the wrong livelihood? Hinting and scheming, talking, belittling,
pursuing,
and gain with gain. This is wrong livelihood. So it means actually he cheat others. Okay? He will not say false sometimes. He will not say false. And he will not kill other beings. And he will not do some sexual misconduct. And he will not steal something. But he cheat others. And what monks is right livelihood? Here monks, a noble disciple, abandons wrong livelihood and gains his living by right livelihood. This is right livelihood. Then Buddha delivered, one makes an effort to abandon wrong livelihood and to enter upon right livelihood. This is one's right effort. Mindfully one abandons wrong livelihood. Mindfully one enters upon and dwells in right livelihood. This is one's right mindfulness. Thus, these three states run and circle around right livelihood. That is right view, right effort, and right mindfulness. Like that. So, therefore, when we develop right livelihood, our right effort and right mindfulness, those things will develop. Okay? So, right livelihood, when we develop our right livelihood and when we give up wrong livelihood, our right effort, right mindfulness, and our right view also will develop. So those things keep together or gather. And next part about Samana Mandika Sutra. From Samana Mandika, I said part of Samana Mandika Sutra in past. Then Buddha asks, what are unwholesome habits or unwholesome action? Okay, there are three kinds of unwholesome action. So Buddha delivered, there are unwholesome bodily action, unwholesome verbal action, and evil livelihood. It's like wrong livelihood. Okay, there are called unwholesome habits. Then, so this is the unwholesome habits, so unwholesome action or main action of unwholesome bodily action, unwholesome verbal action, and evil livelihood. Okay, we know about, according to unwholesome bodily action, it has how many action? Three action: sexual misconduct and killing living beings and steal. According to unwholesome verbal action, it has four things. And we know there are many kinds of some unwholesome action we will do, or some people do, through his body and using their words. So those things, so we can say to those things, evil livelihood, because they use those things for spend their life for day-to-day activities. Then Buddha delivered, what is the reason and what do these unwholesome habits originate from? What is the reason or what is the starting point of unwholesome? Then Buddha delivered, it's originate from mind. Okay, it's originate from mind. Mind is the reason. Then Buddha asked, what mind? They said there are many kinds of mind. Among them, there is mind affected by lust, affected by hate, affected by delusion, unwholesome action, habits originate from this. Okay. Unwholesome action originate from mind. Then Buddha divided this mind for three parts. Hatred. What is the first one? Lust. And
hate.
Hate. And delusion. Then Buddha, and where do these unwholesome habits cease without remainder? Buddha said, there is cessation is stated here amongst abandons bodily misconduct and dwells good bodily conduct. He abandons verbal misconduct and develops good verbal conducts. He abandons mental misconduct and develops good mental conduct. He abandons wrong livelihood and gains living by right livelihood. It's here that unwholesome habit cease without remainder. Actually, so if you want to develop or if you want to give up unwholesome, we should practice precepts. Okay? Then we should practice those things. We should think about wholesome and danger of unwholesome. Then Buddha asked, and how practicing does he practice the way to the cessation of unwholesome habits? So Buddha delivered about right efforts. Right efforts, according to right effort, he can eradicate or destroy his unwholesome action, lust, hate, delusion. Then again Buddha asks another part, opposite part. What are the wholesome habits? There are wholesome bodily action, wholesome verbal action, and wholesome and purification of livelihood. He has a good livelihood. It means he has good bodily action and good verbal action, purification of livelihood. He will not cheat others. These are called wholesome habits. Wholesome habits. Wholesome action. Then Buddha asked, and what do these wholesome habits originate from? Buddha delivered, their originate is stated, they should be said to originate from mind. It is also originated from mind. Okay? And what minds? Varied and of, there is, Buddha said, there are many kinds of mind. Among them, there is mind unaffected by lust, unaffected by hate, and unaffected by delusion. Wholesome habit originate from this. Can we say lustless?
Lust.
Yeah. So unaffected by lust. Lustless, is it correct? Can I use?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
And hateless. Actually, I don't know about delusionless. Okay, there are three kinds of mind. There are many kinds of mind. Among them, lust mind and hate-lust mind and delusion-lust mind. It actually means real meaning, unaffected by lust. It's the real meaning, but I use very little short word. So according to this mind, he will do or he will feel some thoughts about wholesome action. He will think about wholesome action according to this mind. So this is the starting point, okay, mind. Therefore, you have heard mental action. There are many kinds of meditation as a mental action. So mental action is very powerful. It's very powerful. Then if we can change this mind, we can change all action. Okay. Then second paragraph and third paragraph. And where do these wholesome, where do these wholesome habits cease without remainder? Buddha delivered, cessation is standard here amongst is virtuous. Okay. But he does not identify with his virtue and he understands as it actually is that deliverance or liberate, something like that. Okay, deliverance of mind and deliverance by wisdom, where these wholesome habits cease without remainder. So Buddha saying, deliverance of mind and deliverance of deliverance by wisdom means mind liberation and wisdom liberation, or free from mind and free from wisdom. Okay. Then there is a place. Actually, there is a place that we can give up our wholesome. It's the enlightened point. At the moment, he become enlightened. Then, very beginning this praise with the saying, cessation is stayed here, monks is virtuous. Virtuous. Therefore, when he practice his virtuous life, when he practice virtuous life, what happened to him? He will do wholesome action. Wholesome action. But this is not a perfect one. Virtuous life, it's not a perfect one. So if he want to perfect it, if he want to complete his virtuous life, if he want to perfect his wholesome action, he should develop. Actually, he should become a wise liberation or mind liberation, wisdom liberation or mind liberation. It means he should be enlightened. At the moment, I said past, at the moment he hasn't any desire for wholesome. Okay? But without desire for wholesome, he has that virtuous life. Why? What is the reason? He has a lust, hate, delusion. So, if we want to complete this virtuous life or wholesome action, we should develop our mind and wisdom. Therefore, Buddha say kinds of meditation. Serenity meditation and insight meditation. Calm meditation and insight meditation. Oh, can we say wisdom meditation? Wisdom meditation.
Yeah. Insight is like that, right?
Yeah, insight is a problem word. So, however, insight connect with wisdom. Yeah. Yeah. Then what is the, and how practicing does he practice the way? Yeah. Then, and how practicing does he practice the way to the cessation of wholesome habits? It's about right efforts. It is also about right effort. Yeah. Then, now I should say cartoon or this diagram. Can you understand this one? Actually, I made this one because, yeah. However, I can say something about this one. Unwholesome. There are three kinds of unwholesome action: bodily action, verbal action, and evil livelihood. Okay? And bodily action, we know killing living beings and taking what is not given, sexual misconduct. Verbal action, false speech, malicious speech, harsh speech, gossip, something like that. Then evil livelihood, now you know, today I said about it, is scheming and hinting, beguiling, and pursuing gain with gain. Okay? Actually, evil livelihood, it means like he live with cunning action and cunning words. Okay? And he cheat others. He will do some things like something like some cheating. Okay? And actually he has a bad wish. He has bad thoughts. According to that thoughts, according to his that wish, he will do some bad things. Cheat. Then he will do you know about it. Then, so those kinds of evil action or unwholesome originate from mind. Okay? And which kinds of mind? Lust, hate, and delusion. Then if you want to eradicate lust, we can, if you want to avoid or if you want to destroy lust, we can practice special meditation is the perception of impermanence. And second one is repulsive of body parts meditation or asubha bhavana. And again, we can think danger of perception of danger. It means adhino sanya, we think about bad effect of the thoughts or that action, those things. Then, so there are three things. Then if you want to change our hate, we can practice. The special one is impermanence, and second one especially loving kindness or metta. Okay? Then if we want to eradicate delusion, we can practice again impermanence. And there is another meditation called Upeksha Bhavana. Have you heard that one? Yeah. It's also correct. Then, when we practice those kinds of meditation, what happened was, our unaffected lust, unaffected hate, unaffected delusion will develop. Okay? At the moment, we have some mind with lustless or hateless or unaffected lust or unaffected hate and unaffected illusion mind. Okay? According to this mind, he has some thoughts. He will think about wholesome. without any effort. Okay? Without any effort, those kinds of good thoughts will arise in his mind. Without any effort. Okay? Why? This is the first point, or originate point. If someone has this mind, without any effort, he will feel some kinds of good thoughts. At the moment, he will do wholesome action. Therefore, if you want to do some wholesome action without disgust, without with praise, okay, with a pleasant mind, we should make this mind. We should make lustless or hateless or delusionless mind. If you want to make this mind, you should practice these kinds of meditation. Not all things, if we can select one meditation. Actually, if someone practices impermanent meditation, it's enough. Yeah. But it is difficult to practice. Because our mind don't like to think. Everything impermanent. Okay. Then other meditation, without impermanent, other meditation, this is connect with insight. Then this meditation connect with serenity. Therefore, I say those things. Not only this meditation, there are many kinds of meditation, but among them, these meditations are very powerful. Very powerful. Then you can see right hand lying. Then if you want to develop wholesome action, if you want to give up unwholesome action, we can practice precepts. We can practice precepts. So according to that precepts, we will give up some kinds of bodily action, bad verbal action, and we will develop good verbal action and good bodily action. And there is a precept for right livelihood. Have you heard Ajiva Attamak Sile, delivered by Buddha? It has 8 precepts with right livelihood. And it hasn't precepts vikala bhojana, taking foods improper time, something like that. Okay. It hasn't that precepts. So Buddha add behalf of that precepts.
Just instead of the taking food out in improper times?
Yeah, he can take foods. Those 8 precepts for layperson, not for monk, okay? And so it has verbal and bodily action. Okay, you know, if you want to develop our mind and wholesome, we can use 3 things: our body, words, and mind. According to precepts, it has 2 things: verbal action and bodily action. Then meditation part, it is mental action. So this is the powerful one. Then precepts. Okay? Then if someone practices that precepts and mental action, those things, when he develops those things, actually it is the right effort. When he tries to develop those things, his right effort will develop. Without right effort, he will not do those things. So therefore, we should do only one thing. We can practice precepts and we can practice meditation. Just enough. So this is the process when we practiced those things, what happened was our last hate delusion will destroy it, then our hateless and lustless and delusionless mind will develop. At the moment, we have some thoughts, good thoughts. We have good thoughts. We will feel some good feeling.
How long should do the meditation? How long we should do meditation? Like 20 minutes, half an hour?
What about which kinds of meditation?
Any kind, like let's say impermanence.
So actually, I can say it depends on his mind. It depends on his mind. If someone has, if we can practice loving kindness without difficulties, if someone has good mindfulness, if he can concentrate loving kindness with loving kindness, he can practice it maybe 1 hour. But as if someone hasn't concentration and as a beginner, he can practice maybe 5 minutes. And I should say, when we practice any kinds of meditation, if we can practice 3 times for a day, okay, it's very beneficial and very useful. It should be 3 times, should be morning and noon and night. Like our medication, when we get some medication. If someone has at least first jhana, he has some establish of concentration. He has some feeling with establishment. Without that establishment, don't try to practice concentration in day-to-day activities. But we can practice meditation little by little. It means actually if someone has concentration, he can understand it. He can understand. This is very dangerous, something like that. He can understand. But some person, they like to experience it anytime because it has some happiness. They like to experience it anytime. But my advice, he should intelligent, or he should think about it again and again. Because concentration means it will break. It's like little concentration means little plant. It will vanish quickly. It has many troubles. Then if someone has good concentration, at least first jhana, it is like a tree. Okay? So that tree, it will not vanish quickly. It will not destroy quickly. Like that. Okay? Now it's time to finish our program. Then in next week we can do right effort. Today I have time to say about right effort. Today we have done listening Dhamma and discussing Dhamma. when we do acts of merit like this, that brings us happiness in this life and in future lives, we like to share this merit with other beings. May all heavenly beings rejoice in this merit done today. May they protect you and your parents, children, and your family members, and may all of gods, may they realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May all departed relatives rejoice in this merit done today. May they have an opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. May all of you and your parents have happy minds, your children, your family members. They also have happy minds, good health and long life, and power of this merit. May you have opportunity to realize the Four Noble Truths in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now I'm going to place for you. Take it, saying verses. Sabbityo vivajjantu sabbarogo vinasatu mate bhavatvantarayo sukhi digayuko bhava bhavatu sabb mangalam rakkantu sabb devata sabb buddhanu bhavena sabb dhammanu bhavena sabb sanghanu bhavena sada suti bhavantu te sadhu 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 namo buddhaya.